From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has met with the president of Laos in the first trip to the landlocked Asian nation by a U.S. leader. He is in Laos for two Asian summits before leaving site of the G20 summit in China Monday. Mr. Obama said he hoped his visit would help end the post-war unexploded ordnance issue.
A lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside, and since Laos is still a relatively poor country that is developing, their capacity alone to clean that up is hampered by a lack of resources.
The U.S. Tuesday announced $90 million in aid to rid the country of such unexploded bombs. He is also expected to urge congressional ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive free trade deal that is a U.S. campaign issue.
What I'll be telling them is that the United States has never had a smooth, uncontroversial path to ratifying trade deals, but they eventually get done. And it's my intention to get this one done because on the merits, it is smart for America to do it.
Both major party presidential candidates are opposed to it. Gabon's justice minister has resigned following the controversial re-election of President Ali Bongo by a razor-thin 5,000-vote victory margin over opposition candidate Jean Ping. Last week's announcement sparked post-election violence that left at least six dead. The former justice minister has called for a vote recount. Meanwhile, Ping has called for a general strike to topple Mr. Bongo. This is VOA News.